the word red.
Pole likes words that rhyme with red so much that he may just end up red himself. Listen carefully.
Oh, wow! This is going to look great! I'm painting Pole's favorite chair red. And red is his favorite color. Pole is going to be so surprised. What a great idea!
Hi, Vol. What's a great idea?
Nothing, Pole. Nothing at all. I didn't hear you come in.
That's because you were too busy talking to yourself about some great idea. Come on, tell me what. Hey, my favorite chair. It's red. What happened?
Don't sit down. It's still wet. It was supposed to be a surprise, Pole. I wanted to paint it for you. That was my great idea.
Oh, boy. I love red. Thanks, Vol. Hey, now I have a great idea. This chair looks so good painted red. Why don't we paint other things in my room red, too? I could have a red room.
Yeah, with a red chair and a red table and a red bed.
Did you say red bed?
Yes, a red bed would look nice, I think, because...
Wait, listen, Vol. Red bed. Red bed. It makes sense to paint my bed red because bed and red rhyme.
Hey, you're right. I guess that means we should paint your sled red, too.
Red sled. Yes, sled and red also rhyme. Hey, then we could paint our friend Ted red, too. Then he'd be Red Ted.
Uh-oh, Pole. Don't sit down. That chair's wet, remember? Pole?
Pole? Red Ted. A red sled and a red bed.
Pole, red don't Ted. Sit there. A the red chair.
Huh? Red chair? No, Vol. Red and chair don't rhyme, so that one doesn't work.
No! Red chair! Red chair!
No, you don't get it, Vol. Rhyming words have to sound the same, like red and bed, not red and chair.
Pole, you're sitting on the red chair.
I know, and I love it. It looks so beautiful with all this nice red paint. Uh-oh. Red paint. I get it. I'm covered in red paint. Now what am I going to do?
I guess you'll just have to be a red bear for a while.
A red bear with a red chair.
Well, I guess red isn't such a bad color for a bear to be. Can you find the word red on page 23? Red is spelled R-E-D. What rhymes with red? Pole and Vol thought of bed, sled, and Ted. All of those words end with the sound ed, spelled with the letters E, D. Now, here are your instructions. First, on page 23, read the cartoon about Pole's red chair. Trace the word red that you see in gray. Then, on page 24, look at the two pictures. There's a picture of a cat being fed and a picture of a bed. Fed and bed. You decide which word begins with the letter F and which begins with the letter B. Write the correct letter on the line and trace the letters E, D to make the words fed and bed. And don't forget to find the hidden letters in the little pictures below.